T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 1 hour ahead. Hot seat coming up. Very controversial. You people out there listening, You might not like it. That's all I'm going to say. But I want to bring you into a conversation I've been having with a man, Al, who is known for his knowledge of baseball, but is very much as knowledgeable in football, Mr. Mitch Williams. Mitch, when we were talking to Jason Kelce, by the way, you should listen to the podcast. That was Jason at his best.
Yep.
And he was saying, we were talking about Wentz and his teammates, and he was saying, you know, whenever you lose like that, there's finger pointing. He was telling us that Wentz was blaming other people, right?
More to the fact that what he said about Jalen Hurts was very telling when he said he's cocky, he believes he's the best player on the field, but his receivers and the people around him don't feel that he's treating them poorly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He doesn't make them feel bad about themselves. That's exactly what Wentz was doing.
He was saying a lot about Wentz by
without
praising
saying
Hurts,
yes.
Right? Is that what was going on? And don't forget, Al, that this man, Mr. Mitch Williams, was telling you 3 years ago, you would have won squatta if Wentz didn't get hurt in the Super Bowl season. Are you reiterating that now, Mitch?
I still believe if Wentz would have started the Super Bowl, we would not have a Super Bowl.
There is one man highly knowledgeable in two sports. Now I have another. From Bleeding Green Nation, as well as a writer for The Good Fight, he is our podcast hitting season, another podcast, Eye on the Enemy, from D.C. Al, the great John Stolness is here. Hi, Johnny.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
All right. You and Mitch both have a great knowledge in two different sports. This should be fun. You saw that schedule. What are you feeling? Al Morgani predicting 11 victories for the Birds. What do you feel?
11 victories. I am not seeing 11 victories. I'm seeing 11 losses. I think 6 and 11.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking to
John,
you. John,
I will love
nice
to take a wager with you on that.
Wow. Oh, this is not. This didn't start well at all. You know, when I told you what Al said, you laughed at him. Hmm. You laughed in the face of our co-host, Stolness.
Well, I'm not laughing at a prediction of 11 wins because it certainly is a scenario where that could happen. And we've talked about that before. Jalen Hurts plays like Donovan McNabb did in his second season. You know, that's how the Eagles get to 11 wins this year. If Jalen Hurts in his second year has the kind of season that Donovan McNabb had in his second year, then he can lift a lot of the other shortcomings. A rising tide lifts all boats, right? So he can make, if he's a guy who makes his receivers better, if he's a guy that can make his help his running game with his legs running the football, if the offensive line stays healthy, you know, then this can be an offense that can put points on the board. And yeah, maybe the new defensive coordinator is able to push buttons differently than Jim Schwartz did. There's a path. It's I don't think there's a high likelihood of a path to 11 wins, but it's there. But Jalen Hurts has to be the second coming of Donovan McNabb, like Donovan was in his second year, in order for that to happen.
All right. So, but I guess what the NFL is telling Philadelphia by this schedule, John, they think the Eagles are going to stink because there's no primetime games after the first week of October, right? Mm-hmm. The second week of October is Thursday Night Football. They're saying you are not ready for prime time, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and for good reason. They went 4-11-1 last year. You don't put four-win teams in prime time. You just don't. I mean, even if it's a team that historically over this last decade has been a really good football team like the Eagles have been, the TV executives are not going to. And listen, when you look at the Eagles, there's not a lot of star power on this team. Most of the star power is kind of aging players. I don't think TV executives in the NFL think people are going to rush to their TVs yet to see Jalen Hurts play. I mean, I think he's an exciting player, but he's not a huge draw. And there's really no one else on the offense that makes you tune your TV. And that's what it's all
Hello.
About.
Excuse me. I'm calling my first
you
time out.
You missed the draft.
There's
a guy who won the Heisman. Who, if Justin Jefferson could do what he did in his rookie year, why are you ruling out the possibility of Devontae Smith doing the same thing?
I'm not ruling it out. I'm saying from a TV executive's perspective, the number 10 pick in the draft is not a reason to give a football team four or five primetime games. And so, this league's about the quarterback. This league is about, you know, the guys who have been there and done it for a number of years. I don't see any problem with the national TV executives and everybody else putting the Eagles on national primetime games just twice this year. I think it makes total sense.
So you have looked at this and you see a 6-11 season. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I could switch it around. There's a hot rumor. I mean hot rumor. Deshaun Watson is currently doing settlements with all 22 women who are making allegations against him. They are, the conventional wisdom now is, number one, he has even listed it as a place where he wants to come, is Philadelphia Eagles. If somehow, with all these picks the Eagles have accumulated for next year, they would make a deal for Deshaun Watson, would that change your prediction?
Sure. Yeah, because Deshaun Watson, I think, is one of the five or seven best quarterbacks in the NFL. And when you have one of those guys, you immediately make yourself into a different team. And I don't know that it necessarily makes them a winning team because Deshaun Watson
is going to get suspended, right?
Not the whole season.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but enough.
Yeah,
it could be enough of a season that it makes a big difference. But here's the other thing to consider: Deshaun Watson has been a member of the Houston Texans for his whole career, and the Houston Texans have never won anything. And that's not on Deshaun Watson, but what that tells you is you need more than just a really good quarterback to be a good football team in this league. But I do think that Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback for sure than Jalen Hurts, better than anything the Eagles have in the locker room, and would certainly, I think, add at least a couple, if not three, wins to this team. And then maybe you're talking, especially if the NFC East is anything like it was last year.
All right. That was what you call in interview language as a bridge question. John Stolness, is it hard for you to root for bad people?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would hope that it's hard for any fan to root for people who are bad.
All right, so I want to take you right to the Phillies now. I've always felt you are much stronger in baseball than football anyway, John. And I'm going to share a moment from last night. And if you're a Phillies fan, tell me what you think this fan is experiencing. Listen.
And a pitch. Swung on, hit well, center field, pretty deep. Robles going back to the track, near the wall, looks up, it's gone! Odubel Herrera has tied it with a home run to center field.
I don't know what went higher, the bat flip or the actual ball.
All right, John Stolness, there's a lot there to process. Mm-hmm. Number one, if you're a Phillies fan and understand the background of Odubel, how are you supposed to react to that moment?
I think as a Phillies fan, you've resigned yourself to the fact that Odubel Herrera is on the team. There's no amount of yelling about it and screaming about it that's going to change it. And so you make the best of a bad situation and you accept the home run and you feel good about the victory, because what else is there really to do other than to just say, I'm not rooting for this baseball team as a whole until he's off the team. And in that case, you are basically saying you're not going to watch baseball for probably the rest of the season, because it doesn't look like Odubel Herrera is going anywhere anytime soon. It's always a problem for sports fans, because we know that there are bad guys on every team. You know, some of our favorite teams, Angelo, probably have had lots of bad guys on it. And Mitch would probably know this certainly better than I would. And so, as a fan, you're at the mercy of whatever management puts on the field, and you just kind of you have to, if you want to be a fan, you kind of have to hold your nose sometimes and accept it, or you can just say I'm done.
All right, but John, let me add to this. All right, so fine. So I'm trying to block out what a jerk this guy is and enjoying the fact that my team's back in the game. Mm-hmm. Then he reminds me he's a jerk with this ridiculous bat flip. All right, so he's telling me he's been humbled. There's no indication of that based on his actual actions. Doesn't that reinforce what you don't like about him being on the team?
I don't know if I read anything into the bat flip other than it's an in the moment reaction of a moment of success on the field. I don't know that it necessarily means anything about his demeanor off the field or the way he views women or his relationship. I don't want to read into that based on the bat flip. I think that we all thought the bat flip was really cool and cute and fun before all this came out, and now obviously we know a little bit more about Odubel Herrera and his past actions, so we see it in a little bit of a different light. So I'm not reading necessarily anything into the bat flip necessarily, because it's hard to know what's part of a person's overall demeanor and what's a part of their heart change that we hope has happened with Odubel Herrera. Over the
All right, John, just understand he sold himself as a different guy who's been humbled by the experience. That did not look like humility
you
to me.
You don't like the bat flip.
I don't
on
like
anybody.
Him. Well, you understand I don't like
anything
him.
Anything he does. The bat flip to me is irrelevant. This guy's celebrating a moment on the field.
He celebrated that same moment when he flew out to the right center.
Yeah, he did it in the next at bat, John. John, somebody's got to stop
it.
Him. You've got to take a bold stance, Stolness.
I think, you know, listen, the bat flipping, just aside, bat flipping just as a whole – bat flip when you know you got it. But
yeah.
For sure, any player that bat flips on a fly out to center field needs to have a conversation with
They're
the manager.
They're dope.
Yeah.
Stolness, I think you're a little stronger in football, but I'm monitoring. John Stolness, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, John. Appreciate your input, pal.
Thanks, guys.
I can't root for bad people.
Nobody's asking
you, know,
you to.
I'm going to tell you what's going on with me. I'm having a personal crisis.
Nobody's All right. asking
All right,
you to.
Al, I seek your guidance here.
All right, don't worry about it.
For many years, I was able to hold my nose. I became a fan
That's a two-man job. Excuse me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.